All right. My top three was so, like, easy. Easy as shit.
Yeah, mine came to my head immediately.
Because there are weapons that I'm like, that'd be so cool to have, like, already.
Mm-hmm. All mine are super out of pocket, but it's all good. Like, cumbersome as fuck type shit.
Bro's gonna fucking sit there and be like, all right, my number three is the angel arm. And he's gonna go bigger from there.
John,
don't say my actual number three.
Jonathan.
You about to say get out of my head?
And I'm Google.
It's number four.
I have Google open to Google whatever weapons I'm about to hear from y'all.
Get the fuck out, bitch.
Oh my god, no, it almost made it. I'm not even gonna cap it. It 100% almost made it. Step in, relax, sit down for a bit. Otaku Collective, about to get you lit. Anime and manga and them top five lists. Best podcast, nothing comes close to this. Fire like a snap from Colonel Mustang. Three homies out here killing the game. Hit record and watch them all start to cook. Reviewing anime movies and comic books. Say otaku. Say otaku. Say otaku. It's the Otaku Collective Podcast.
And welcome into another edition of the Otaku Collective Podcast. I'm your host for today, Seth. And joining me, as always, are the bros, Josh and Zoe. How are y'all doing?
What up, good, man?
What's up, people?
How's y'all's week been?
Oh, it's been interesting. You know, Father's Day today.
Father's Day is today.
Yeah. Shout out to all the fathers out there.
FaceTime my dad.
Yeah. Yeah, all the good ones at least. Shout out all the good dads.
True.
And the almost dads, you know. Shout out all the fathers with miscarriages. I know it's tough, but y'all deserve love too.
And the fathers that stepped up.
Yeah, and the dads who stepped up, stepdads. Not everybody can do that. Keep it a buck. It takes a certain type of Negro.
Or non-Negro.
I felt like that's
I think that's fair.
That was implied. I'm trying to limit the use of the N-word.
Felt like that was just like a generalized term there that time.
It was definitely general.
The way that like
but Zoe has to comment because that's who Zoe is.
Bro can be gender neutral.
Bro can be gender neutral. That is true. But some people
bro can be gender neutral. Negro can too. Because technically the N-word means.
Well, all right. The reason why I brought this up, and I'm not gonna go too much in detail, but. I got some friends who are struggling with, we're finna have a new friend who wants the pronouns they, them, and these friends have not hung around a person who's gone by those pronouns. So they've been in a flock about how they're going to approach them or talk to them.
Is this person going from male or feminine pronouns?
Feminine to male. Or like feminine, but just wants to be they. Then I don't know the exact yet, but it started feminine
pronouns to gender neutral pronoun.
Yes, and they're like in an uproar, like they, and it's so, and it's just so funny to me because I'm like I said, it's funny in the essence that it's new to them.
I mean,
so
we have to accept that. Refer to them by name.
By name, bro. What is up with people
I don't understand how people like get all up in arms and shit about that. Okay, if you don't want to say. He or she, if they don't want to go by he or she and you don't want to say they, them, then just always refer to them by name.
By name. It's
because, because as long as you refer to them by name, you use they, them anyway. It's like, hey, this is blah, blah, blah. They're my friend.
No, or,
hey, have you talked to blah, blah, blah today? I haven't heard from them in a while. You would use they, them anyway, so it would just be natural conversation. But people are dickheads and don't want to be accommodating to people who are bothering anybody. That's neither here nor there.
But that's when you said what you said. It's not like you triggered me. That situation got triggered. And I was like, let me make sure people understand that we're being openly inclusive, because, like, I mean, some people out here aren't openly inclusive, and a lot of things are still new to them. I've been had friends who done the pronoun. So, you know, it kind of, I'll say this week opened me the eyes to, like, there's still people out here who are learning how to hang around different people, like, whether it's race, whether it's gender, whether it's classification. Like, it's just been a week of me realizing that there's still people out here. I mean, we know racism's real. We know everything's still messed up, but, like,
I know we talk about this, but I just saw the news article I was scrolling. Can we talk about how Disney's monopoly is getting more terrifying?
Oh, it's definitely. Just
430 M's to completely own Hulu, even though they already have like 20% stake in Hulu. Yep. And Disney Plus and Hulu have been basically the same app for like the last fucking year and a half.
No, it's becoming the monopoly. And I thought we had bills passed to stop that, but you know what? It's always a loop.
They just don't give a fuck because they got Disney money. You got fuck you money, and nothing matters.
Nothing.
I'm gonna be unless it's some heinous shit. Like I'm talking about like Diddy shit, because Diddy got fuck you money. But people stop giving literally fuck. Like what like there's a limit to the like because there are also levels of fuck you money. Diddy's on the bottom row of fuck you money. Yeah, crazy word.
But still is up there.
Yeah, he's still up there, which is why this case has gone as long as it has, and he looked as great as he did because they beaten his ass, right? But like Elon is at the top of you money. And that's why even though when we hear some crazy shit about him, even though he beefing with his ex-boyfriend, right, on Twitter every other day, they can't do nothing. Because one's like the leader of the free world, quote unquote, and the other's Elon Musk. So it's kind of just like, well, both of them got fuck you money, technically speaking. Or at least fuck you power. So it's like, whatever. No, but weird. Yeah, no. So it's kind of just like, when you're in that position, you can do whatever the fuck you want. So unfortunately, Disney's been in that position for a very long time. Disney's been in that position since they got Star Wars, I'm going to be honest. Once they got Star Wars, I knew it was over with. I remember talking to John about this specifically. That's how long ago it was. I was just like, we might be cooked.
And here we are.
Honestly, we were kind of cooked beforehand because remember Disney scooped up Marvel right before the first Avengers came out, and that was a Billy offer.
Oh, yeah, true. People don't realize how long. If people be like, I miss old Marvel, bro, you don't remember old Marvel. It was just half of Phase One. Disney been there since damn near day 15. Not day one, but they've been there since like day 15. They basically the OG.
I remember when everyone was shitting on old Marvel, quote unquote.
Oh yeah, Incredible Hulk, fantastic. Yeah. Oh yeah, true. Because yep. it was Marvel. It was Marvel by Ensemble. So it was the 21st Century Fox. It was Universal. It was
anything that wasn't Iron Man in general. Anything that wasn't an Avengers movie. Hell, they shat on Age of Ultron, but fucking they shat on both Thor movies before Ragnarok. They shat on Incredible Hulk. They shat on Iron Man 2. They shat on Iron Man 3. They didn't shit on Guardians 1 or 2. They shat on the first Captain America. They almost kind of pseudo shat on Civil War. But then you had fucking people like Doctor Strange, people like Black Panther, Homecoming. Didn't like really either the Ant-Man. So I remember when they were just shitting on everything that wasn't just a fucking critically acclaimed movie because they're basic.
Bunch of basic bitches. But obviously, y'all hear John in the back. Welcome back, John.
What's popping?
Continuing to extend the streak. And we can't have John without Shaq. Because what's John without Shaq and Shaq without John?
Yeah. So
Shaq, welcome back, brother.
Shaq.
What up?
Get John.
We in here. 313.
It may not sound like New Drake and Josh, and but it's. I was about to say, it sounds like Drake and Josh to me.
I couldn't name a time in college where if I saw one, I didn't see the other. And if I didn't only see one, the other was doing some shit.
You know what? That's funny you say that because I saw a reel yesterday or the other day talking about how we're, and no homo, wherever there's a chocolate friend, there's a vanilla friend right next to him. And you just said it. You just straight up said it.
What's wild is I think that meme, or at least that trend, kind of started back up recently because somebody tweeted this video of like the later Disney era.
Yep,
black that was the guy, one. White guy. And so it was like the dudes from Good Luck Charlie, the dudes from like Starstruck, the DCOM or whatever, and then two other Disney Channel products. And I was just like, damn, they always do got the white boy and the black nigga together. But that's kind of just, and that's the dynamic.
Shaq and John.
Yeah, Shaq and John.
How you doing, Shaq?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm out here living. Doing my thing.
I ain't
going
to lie, bro. I kind of miss you, Shaq. I know this sounds kind of crazy just coming out of far left, but like, I had such a great time with you in Texas, bro.
Oh, yeah, man. We got it.
It was lit.
He is drivable, like, to you.
I know. No, I'm already here. But I just wanted to state that. I wanted to just, you know what I'm saying?
It's not like you're not in every Monday. Like, you couldn't pop in.
Well, I'm talking physical. I'm talking in person. I do get what you're saying. We all talking like good vibes. You know what I'm saying? In person.
It's not like he don't have a whole food truck you can pull up on and buy food at, but you know, or a brick and mortar.
Speaking of food truck, I learned A-Train. We got food truck of the year. Turn up.
Hey, turn up.
Good shit.
Good shit.
All the bullshit that we go through. They just don't know. We did that shit.
You did it, man.
Okay. Low key, NBA finals. How we feeling?
Been incredibly entertaining.
Yeah, Pacers, I don't know what these fucking casuals over here complaining about, bro. This is what the NBA needs, is fucking different matchups in the finals basically every single year. This is what makes the NBA great.
Watch the finals be even crazier next year. Watch it be like fucking Memphis and God dang.
Hey, I don't know about that. I don't know about that anymore. They made a trade.
Oh, yeah, the Desmond Bane trade.
Yeah, they traded away Desmond Bane.
In a hoop.
Bro, why did the Magic do that?
Y'all finna sleep.
Why did the Magic do that?
Rounds for Desmond Bane.
Because they need a guard. No, they just need somebody to handle the ball, period. To run the offense.
I'm going to say the same thing I said about Mikael when the Knicks made that trade. That nigga's not that nice.
But
he's going to be third option.
Yeah, but you gave away four picks and two players for the third option?
I'm not saying that they didn't give up too much, because I think that they did.
And a pick swap.
That's five picks.
I'm not saying the Magic didn't give up enough, right? Or excuse me, I'm not saying the Magic didn't like overpay for him, right? Because they did. What I'm saying is that the Magic are going to be a top three seed in the East next season.
They're gonna be a top shit next, bro. No,
they not.
No.
Yes. Mark it right here.
Oh, we gonna pull it back up for sure. But they're not better than the Celtics. They're definitely not better than the Knicks, even though we bullshitting. And I don't think they're better than the Pacers. At least not a full running gun Pacers. Like the Pacers, again, a lot of people don't remember. The Pacers were ass as fuck going into Christmas. They turned that shit around like January.
Listen, I don't think Celtics next season aren't going to be a top five seed.
No, the Celtics are going to be floating around 500 basically the whole year, because Tatum's probably sitting out the entire year.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
Celtics aren't going to be top three next season.
To be fair, Jaylen Brown's probably going to be doing him. He's probably averaging.
They better worry about Detroit next year. For real.
Yeah, low-key, Detroit.
Real talk.
What the Sixers looking like with Paul George? I didn't really see anything about that.
Shit.
Not a goddamn thing.
Shit.
Nah. I ain't trusting the process no more.
They talking about drafting MBs since that the successor anymore? Already. I'm sorry.
I can't trust any.
Cook.
I didn't trust the process when they picked Tobias Harris over me.
Yeah, that was crazy work. I mean, but then again, technically Jimmy Butler also hadn't done anything.
He went to like 2-3 finals though.
Yeah, but he lost. Something like that.
But
might have lost, but also. Two of those times, he took the Heat as like a fucking 7-8 seed to the finals. And granted,
yeah, if he like, hasn't helped, he's probably gonna want some shit. But like all I mean, I'm saying, yeah,
dead ass.
Shout out Bubble Year.
All I'm saying though at that point
shout
is
out
like
fucking Bam Adebayo not showing up against the fucking Nuggets.
I was watching Michael Beasley talking about how if they gave Bam like 8 more shots a game or some shit, he'd be a different breed of nigga. And I'm just like, but he's not doing that now. He's clearly the one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's the one if it's not Bam? You talking about Tyler Hero? Stop it.
Bruh. Y'all don't shit on my nigga, bro.
Duncan Robinson? I don't even think he on the team.
Didn't Tyler Hero say recently that he thought that hit or like, didn't believe in history before 1950?
Crazy word.
Did I get AI'd?
You might have got AI'd, brother.
I might have.
You know,
but
you know, what's really gonna be crazy is when in like 3 years we get a finals that's Rockets Hawks.
Stop it.
I fuck with him. I fuck
with
him.
32-year-old Trae Young. Not having it,
bruh.
I fuck with it. On a real note, the Stanley Cup Finals though.
Hey,
bro, let me tell you, fucking Brad Marchand over here is putting the fucking team on his fucking back, bro. And I'm sick.
Do it in, why he couldn't do it in Boston though? I'm pissed.
You know why,
bro? I'm fucking.
But he's gonna go to
bro,
the
what's
top.
What's crazy is he did it in Boston back in 2011 when they won their last title, but he didn't do it since. And then fucking holy shit, dude. Like, we've had 2 games out of 5 so far that were been complete fucking utter domination by Florida. And literally every game that Edmonton's won or had to try or been close to winning, they've had to scrap for every fucking inch. Fucking Leon goddamn Draisaitl had to fucking play hero ball in overtime again in game 4 just to tie the series back at 2-2. It's craziness how good Florida is, dude.
But what did I tell you? What did I tell you? Florida in 6. Hey. Realistically, Florida in 6. Hey. I hate to say it.
I'm putting this into the podcast chat. Tyler Hero did say that he doesn't believe in history before 1950.
I mean, to be fair.
So Tyler Hero does not believe in the Holocaust?
Cool. Hang on. While that statement, right? But to be fair, that's just cutting out a lot of racism, and he's basically a white boy who think he black. So, in that essence, it's just like Jim Crow was kind of trash, but like after like 79, kind of chill.
I mean, but was it though?
No, it's not. It's not. But historically speaking, by like 82, Magic Johnson was kind of just like outside of Boston, but you know how Boston is. But like other than that, everybody was like, yo, black people kinda tough. I mean, we're gonna steal all that shit. Lingo, clothes, children included, but that's a whole other conversation.
The biggest thing they had to look forward to before fucking Bird and Magic changed the scope of the NBA was like, I mean, cool. At least we get Bullets and Supersonics to
Was it Aiden Rostream? Oh, that's why.
Yeah, it was Aiden Rostream.
Aiden Rostream.
With Neon, too. With Neon.
You can't take that stream, Siri.
You can't, but he's the one that brought that up. He asked Aiden Ross, okay. Do you believe in history?
So to be fair, the 3 main points, I'm reading the article, the 3 main points pointed out from the New York Times or the Miami New Times article is Columbus landed in America, which he technically never actually did. Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game, which, nigga, I need footage of that because I call bullshit on that too. I think Kobe got the record, far as I'm concerned. And then the moon landing, which realistically is kind of, if you watch the footage, I wasn't alive for this, but if you watch, I think we've landed on the moon since, but the first time, kind of called cap. I'm be honest.
Don't
footage
do
look
this.
A little weird.
Don't do this.
Footage do look this. A little weird, bro.
The technology to fake the moon landing did not exist for 25 more years.
It's all you need is a studio backlight. I've seen movies from the
60s. No. The lighting in the video, the technology we would have needed to fake that setting could not exist for another 25 years. Stop. You want to tell me JFK got killed by the CIA so Lyndon Johnson could take the country to Vietnam? Cool.
John, you really want to have that conversation? Do you really want to have that specific conversation? Because that one, out of all the conspiracy theories, I do believe the moon landing is real. I'm just playing devil's advocate for shits and gigs. But that one, we have some conversation about that one because you already know how I feel about the government and the CIA because Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
But
you want to have you already know how I feel about that conversation and that conspiracy theory anyway because that's the only one I subscribe to regardless. I got plenty of shit about JFK, bro. I got JFK on
different. The people, no, Vietnam was bullshit.
Vietnam's 100% bullshit.
Anyway, not important. Yeah, the moon landing was real, but conspiracy theories coming to the government doing shit, this is new government shady shit, I 100% believe. Every single
time. Jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
Or it's weird.
Jet fuel anyway. Cannot melt steel beams.
As a Yorker, that one's weird. So I usually let that one rock. That one's a weird one.
Yeah, with all the blocks that were burnt.
Yeah, that one's a whole nother. It's too much attachment to that one personally. So I'm gonna let that one rock. What? This is a podcast, the anime one specifically, or at least an animation one. So, gentlemen, because there are no ladies, ladies and gentlemen at home, top three weapons / items in fiction you would like to personally own, no strings attached. Who would like to go first?
Quick question.
Yes.
The weapons / items in question must be tangible. Yes?
Correct.
Okay.
You can't like be like the heart of the universe from fucking Marvel, like a dickhead. No. Or the Force. It needs to be a tangible object.
Just wanted to clarify.
Yes. You have to be able to touch / hold said item.
Yeah. All right. Who wants to go first?
Zoe, you kind of quiet. You go first.
Oh, he muted. Yeah. I go first.
I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
Nah, there you go. Shame.
Y'all want me to go first, don't you? That's what it sounds
like. Yeah, shame. What you got to do is more important.
Oh, I had to. I was just making sure it's storming outside, so I had to make sure everything was straight just in case power go out type shit. Hey, man.
Do we want to do honorables first?
We do honorables first.
Oh yeah, I have honorables. That's why
I do too. I have honorable mention too.
Of course, y'all do. God forbid y'all follow the rhetoric.
You had one last week. I didn't have any.
That is true.
First time. Congratulations, sir.
Hey, man.
I got honorable mention. I got Cosmo and Wanda's wand. I would love to have.
You want fairy wands, and you don't have fairy magic.
See, I knew you was going to do that stuff. So this is how we're going today. All right, cool. I just wanted to make sure we're going like that.
This is a genuine question. You said that like the wands are the magic. You still need to be a fairy.
They technically do have the magic in it. Because remember when the power went out and it just like that? Like, there is a power source for it.
Yeah, they're a conductor.
Doesn't mean it's the fairy.
You don't see regular mofo unless I'm tripping. It's been a minute since I've seen
more. One episode. I think there was one episode. There was one episode where I think a kid had an actual wand.
And it worked. Not a kid turned into a fairy, but a kid just took a wand and it worked.
It's like he wished for something to where like he had the wand in his hand. I remember I might have been Timmy, but I'm not gonna say it worked.
Why not just wish for the remote? Or the muffin.
Oh, the muffin. But the muffin like that muffin episode was wild. Like when the monkey bit it and all that, that's probably why I want the muffin. It's too much power. The wand seems more tame than you power.
Alright, okay.
No, I get it. Like I'm cool with that. No, like, bro, you gotta think. Really... Think me. If I ate the muffin, do you know how many girls I would have right now?
I know it was a rule free muffin, but I still don't think that would work. I mean, not important.
Hey, rule free muffin.
Doesn't matter.
So all right, so the wands, and if we're talking about the power, then cool. I still have wands that are very powerful that can be filled with power. So, yeah. The Celestial Keys from Lucy and Fairy Tale.
So, who are you finna convince to make a contract?
Cool. I at least need Scorpio for this haircut, you know, so I can get lineups whenever I want.
Wrong one.
Which one? Crab. You're right. Duh, cancer.
Yeah, so, there you go.
Yeah. Nope, it's okay. It's okay.
Also, you at least you have cancer. Real man.
We can form that. Magic is
yeah,
magic.
Yeah.
You remember Edius had no magic, so there's a way. There could possibly be a way. We can. There's magic in this world, Josh. I'm not gonna let you deny that from me. There's
I'm,
magic
I'm in not, this world. We first of all, hoodoo, voodoo, spirits. There's a whole separate conversation. We talk about a very specific subset of power. To make those useful, because I can get you a set of celestial keys for your birthday.
Hey, you can buy them on Etsy.
You can buy them. I can buy them on Etsy right now for like $15.
Send them to me, and they'll be sitting there. But will they work?
I'm going to be sitting there.
All right. My last honorable mention is most practical. I would like Nami's Climb Attack.
That's the first item that you could. Actually use.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't think you know enough about weather patterns, but you can learn.
Hey, I got weather friends. I've been hanging around. I've been working in Newton just for long enough. I know something about some weather. You know what I'm saying? I can figure it out.
Yeah. So, the Climb Attack or the Neo Climb Attack? Because those are two different things.
Is the Neo the newer one?
The Neo is the newer one.
I would like
the newer one with the Pretty Birds in it.
But I think Zeus makes that better, so it's kind of like I have to get it pre-Zeus. But I'd like the new one.
You want the Alabaster one?
That's what I was thinking at first.
Okay.
To be honest with you, because if I got her newer one, I mean the only real difference is just the way she shoots out the clouds. Like it doesn't. I mean, I think it needs just moisture in the air, but she's able to shoot out clouds easier. But they both the only one, the old one, it would shoot out clouds like poop, poop. This one shoots out clouds like poop, 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 poop. Like it just shoots out more and more consistently.
Yeah, the bubble.
Yep, the bubble. So, and okay. I mean, I'd use it for like I could garden in if I want to make it rain if we're in a drought or if like I don't know I'm about to get attacked I can lightning electrocute somebody if I instead of shooting them so maybe they survive maybe they don't whatever you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple different right. uses. So yeah, okay. Those are my honorable mentions.
Who else? I mean, well, I have one singular one.
I have one singular one.
The Darksaber is my honorable mention. I just as a Star Wars fan,
that's sick. Yeah, those are sick.
Yeah, Darksaber specifically because that whole tough. And yeah, it's a plasma sword. Why would I not want a plasma sword? But yeah, so that's my Seth.
I had to mention the only actual weapon from Fitch and I actually personally own, which is the Demon Dweller sword that Asta has from Black Clover.
When you need his book too?
No.
You just want that specific sword?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, fair enough. That's the main one, right?
That's the big one. No, that's the second one that he learned that he gets.
Oh, the little one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's the second one that he gets that can absorb magic.
Got it.
The other one negates it. Yes, correct. Yeah. All
right. Cool. Okay. I got real quick. I'm gonna rip him off rapid fire. Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So honorable mentions: the Silence Glaive from Sailor Moon. The fucking Yeah, bro. That shit's sick.
I know
sick.
Why. Wow.
That shit. First of all, yes. But also, that shit's sick. Don't even worry about it. Punisher from Trigun. Always dug that. The Rickenbacker 4001 from FLCL.
Wild.
Yeah, bro. It's a guitar and it's a summoning jutsu, basically. Fucks with it.
Do it.
Okay. I also want to honorable mention the Master Sword, the Energy Sword from Halo,
yeah,
and then also just Excalibur because it's the most popular.
Yeah,
it's the most popular weapon in just folklore in general. But those are my honorable mentions. I could go on and on as far as
I know. We'll revisit. This is a multi-part episode for sure.
Yeah.
Shaq, you got any honorable mentions? Or are you good?
Well, the only two I was going to do, John already said one, the energy soaring on off of Halo, because, yeah. And, the motherfucking, what is it called? The Peacemaker, or whatever the fuck it is, off of Jack 3.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, okay.
You already know. You already know the vibe. Mm-hmm.
Already know.
All right, Zoe, what's your actual number three?
Hold on, I'm looking at the Peacemaker from Jack 3 because I can't remember it, and I'd be like, it sounds familiar. Oh, this motherfucker.
Yeah, it's the one that just shot the big old blue energy ball.
Yeah, okay. All right, I ain't mad at that. I love Jack, so I was just sad I couldn't remember the gun. Okay. Mines are in no particular order. I want to say that out loud. Oh, yes. There's no... But, I know Josh is finna get on me, but this is actually the first weapon like in anime for me that I ever instantly said I wanted it. Besides, and actually I should have said this for the honorable mention, but it's just a sword and I slick got it now. The reverse blade sword from Rurouni Kenshin.
Trash.
Literally, I love the idea of the sword.
Leave the call.
I love the mindset.
Leave the call.
I love the mindset that it brings. I said honorable mention.
No, this is honorable mention.
This is honorable mention.
Because, he said honorable mention just now.
It's gonna lead into my three. So like when I first saw this sword,
bro wants a regular sword.
No, it was bro. It was the concept of it. Like you can like the fact that
you can buy one of those right now.
I do. I have one. No, it's just like he had made honorable
mention. No, not a decorative one. I'm talking about one you can take into combat.
Yes, no, I'm with you. I'm completely with you. I did get a dull one, but I know I could have got.
Yeah, I'm talking about you can buy a sharp one today.
I'm hip. I'm not arguing with you on that. I just that's still in the works. You know, when I first got it was the first sword I ever bought was this reverse blade sword. I didn't think of dull and sharp, so now I know I want to replace it with a sharp one. So it's in the works. But that was the first sword I ever saw in anime that made me want to get that. The first weapon I ever saw in anime that made me want to get it is Escanor's axe, the Rita.
This is the actual number three?
This is the actual number three. This is the first weapon I ever saw in anime that made me like, I want that. And it is Escanor's Divine Axe Rita. It is an axe that is made to store heat and release it. And
all right, let me ask you a very this ain't me trolling.
Okay.
How are you gonna store the heat? Because we know how heat is.
We can we got ovens, we got fires, we got bonfires, we can find ways to create heat and then I can leave put the axe in it.
How heavy do you think that axe is?
I'd have to work out. I had to get a little bigger. But
you wanna know what a random Redditor who's probably really good at math said?
What? Talk about.
60 to 80 tons.
Whoa.
How are you picking that up?
Whoa. Let me see. Cause Seven Deadly Sins trivia did not say it was that heavy. And I'm trying to look again to make sure. Yeah, no, I don't see anything on weight. They're not saying it's light.
So I actually just put up that same Redditor, right? I just put up that same Reddit post, right? It said, like, everything that we know is fact, right? We know for sure it weighs more than Gideon that weighs around 1 ton.
How do we know that for sure?
Because
I watched the whole show. When they never said in Seven Deadly Sins how heavy this sword was. So I get what y'all trying to do, but they never said how heavy it was. So we can guess all day. Okay,
can we point out the fact that a demon, like a real true blooded demon who was molly whopping mofos couldn't pick this ass up. And you think you're stronger than him?
He wasn't worthy. I just
thought that's not how that works.
Literally, it says right here, Eskino can call himself at will via the simple command, heed my will. The axe will travel at incredible speeds through the sky to reach him. It is a will-driven axe. It is. So, like, if I had the willpower, yes, I can pick it up. I'm doing it. I am.
Stop it right
This was
now.
The first weapon I ever wanted when I first saw it in anime, and I was like,
Rita is the heaviest of all sacred treasures. Diane has a literal hammer that she can only pick up for real, when she's a giant.
Oh, I got to do it. This is not real life. All right, cool. This is real life. I get what you're saying. I see what you're saying. But I truly believe it's a willpower thing. And if your willpower is there, let's be real, Escanor's other side was just as weak as me, if not weaker. So obviously there is a play in the fact of his magic. I'm not going to act like that's not real. But
also, apparently it's a one-handed axe, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you could lift up with two hands, but you wouldn't look cool with it.
I don't think you're going to look cool trying to pick up a fucking 60-ton axe, period. But do you? I'm not mad.
The first weapon I ever wanted, bro.
I'm not mad. I think it's a good pick. I don't think you understand how heavy that bitch is.
No, and I get that. And I'm not trying to diss the fact that it is a heavy thing, but I think that plays into the... I do think the willpower plays into it. I truly do. I'm not going to say that. It makes it lighter. But my main thing for having it was the story.
If I ever get a monkey paw, bro, if I ever get a monkey paw item, that one's just for you. I want to see you lift that motherfucker.
My mindset for the weapon anyway is to, like, if I could help people by, like, I don't know, it's a hot summer-ass day, I could maybe absorb the heat and then maybe release something.
Now you're on the bullshit. Stop. I'm just telling you.
Practical use. I'm not out here going to be fighting.
That's what you thought. Not like, I'd be the dopest firefighter of all time.
There we go. Another thing.
Oh, it's a hot day outside. Let me absorb. Fuck off. Move. Next person. I'm not taking you serious. You almost had it.
I did start with bonfire. I did say I would start with, like, if I, like, a house, like a fire overexpanded past the bonfire, I could stop that.
I'm talking about a building is on fire and people inside and dying. You could go, oh, holy axe, absorb the flame. Cool, stuff them hoes out. You go, damn, yeah. It's too hot outside. The bitch is sweating. Let me simp real quick. Get the fuck out of my face. All
right, we can move on.
Seth goes next.
Because I would definitely use it for both. I'm not even going to act like
that. I know you would. Seth, go next, please.
You want me to go next? Okay. All right, please. My number three, one of my childhood favorite weapons, the Omnitrix.
Interesting.
Benton.
I'm not going to go into super detail because there's an item on my list that's related to that, but fair enough.
I mean, it's growing up watching, obviously, the original Benton. I loved the show. Obviously, but I also love the watch because I'm like, okay.
We talking about classic kid Ben 10 Omnitrix, right? Like, yes. Heat Blast.
Yes.
Omni-
yeah. Okay. What was always
so cool to me about the Omnitrix is every alien he turned into was the same age as him. So, like, even though it would be a giant alien, it would be the 10-year-old version of that alien. And that's why I think you would be lit with it. You'd be a 25-year-old version of whatever alien you.
Yeah, 27-year-old version of whatever alien that is. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, your friend is crazy. Work.
I'm sorry. I'm tired and stuff.
It was a generalization. Nah. I feel like.
Nah. It really was. Thank you, friend. Thank you.
He knew. Okay. All right. Seth, the Omnitrix.
Omnitrix for number three. Yes, sir. Because right, I feel like I'm also creative, right?
Yeah, so what would you do with it, since we're talking about what we'd do with these weapons?
Superhero.
Who would he be fighting? We're talking like today. You got the Omnitrix today. What are you going to start doing with it?
Ain't no wars. Isn't there a what whole you mean? Ain't no wars.
You can go to the Ukraine. I mean,
but then you're picking sides. So you're creating more war because you're picking sides.
That's where the war is happening.
You can go to California.
I go to the Middle East.
Yeah, I mean, Cali kind of wilding right now. Some fucked up shit in Michigan just happened.
Did nobody see Superman's trailer? Superman went to help out, and then literally the president.
I saw the trailer. I don't give a fuck. I'm a god. What do you mean? How can you, a regular person, question me? I'm like Clark said, I was trying to save people.
All right.
Now, obviously, that mentality on a superpower being isn't good, but do I give a fuck? Hell no.
Also, if I'm able to turn into an alien, why the fuck am I staying on Earth?
Yeah, honestly, keeping it real.
I mean, well, we don't know for sure.
I would turn into different aliens, right?
The question is...
There's clearly other beings out there, then.
Yeah. Technically speaking, if the Omnitrix crashed on Earth and Prattville tonight, I guess that would prove aliens exist and stuff. Could just fuck around, right? But would that automatically mean that aliens are aliens out here? Because if so, that's terrifying as fuck. I don't want to know.
My question is, would he have master control? Somebody's
going to be looking for their watch.
No, he wouldn't.
No,
you're gonna time out.
The regular basic one doesn't have it.
Yeah, so you would time out and you'd have to stay on Earth. Because you can't go too far.
Doesn't it also matter like you mastering it, like you getting better with it, correct?
No, it's a weapon.
That's part of the concept, but you could also just write in the rule that you have it like in the series or in the regular series. I mean, even then Ben didn't have, you know.
Well, older he had Ben mass control for a little bit, but then, like, something happened.
Older Ben got it and got to keep it, but that's a whole other concept. It just depends on what version of the Omnitrix you want, which is why we can revisit this later on, because I have a very specific item that I find to make that funny.
Okay. It's all fun and games until that bitch Vilgax pops out from the Shadow Realm talking about tear your arm off for this
one. I will say, if I had to speak to... If I had to pick a specific Omnitrix, right, I'd be going with the Biomnitrix,
which is on my list. Yeah, that one.
Oh, okay, that one.
I knew specifically what the fuck I was talking about. We'll get there. We'll get there.
I was gonna say, if I had to choose a specific one, it would be that one. That one is my favorite.
Because that's my number one. Because that bitch busted.
Okay.
Yeah, that bitch said,
F the weight. I'm going to go and tell you right
now. Yeah, I was like, Seth, I was kind of, that's why I was waiting, because I feel like Seth didn't do enough research until just this moment. So I was like, maybe he doesn't say it.
I pulled up the fandom page, and I was like, let me actually think, because I didn't actually think, like, which one I would specifically want.
I knew you didn't.
Let me look up the ones from the show and stuff like that.
Yeah, but then you brought it up. Yeah. That bitch is tough. That's been 10,000 on these.
That's been 10,000.
Was this in the latest season of Ben 10?
No, that was towards the end of the original. When he goes to the future randomly. Yeah, that's been 10,000.
Okay.
Not only is it 10,000 aliens, but he can combine that 10,000. He can
combine them. See, I didn't know about this. Okay.
Yeah, but that was my one, but I guess that's my three now.
So. No, you can leave it.
No particular order. So Seth just wanted to fuck shit up. He was like, you know, yeah, I'll just take regular deck on Omnitrix. And I was like, dumbass, but I ain't gonna say it. Nah, but yeah, that was my one. I was like, that's because the universe's most powerful object, and it's 10K plus motherfuckers deep. Actually, no, it's 1,000,000 plus deep. He just goes by Ben 10K because it's easier that way. It's 1,000,000 aliens deep, and he confused that. And I was like, you're tripping. Like, what are we talking about?
All right, Josh, you're number three.
That's my three now. Fuck it, I'll go next. I was planning to go like last, but yeah, that's my three. My Omnitrix is disgustingly broken. Don't get me wrong, the regular Omnitrix is tough for a 10-year-old. Like any combat veteran can run circles around Ben, outside of his pure ingenuity. But yeah, no, the Biomnitrix is literally the most powerful weapon in like the history of obviously Ben 10, but probably top five in the history of fiction. Like, because the Omnitrix already is disgusting. But the fact that the Biomnitrix has 1,000,000 plus aliens, all with different abilities, and he still has a copy feature, so all right, cool. I meet Superman, now I have a Kryptonian form. And I meet Thor, so now I have an Asgardian form. Oh, combine the Kryptonian and Asgardian form together. I'm cooking. Or if I meet Goku, like, I just go universe hopping. Here's my Saiyan Kryptonian transformation. What are you doing to me? You're doing nothing. I'm literally the greatest threat on in the multiverse. But yeah. That's my three. John or Shaq, would you like to go next?
Okay. I think we were both just waiting on each other to talk. I can go. We can save Shaq for last. That way he can double up. Josh, I'm pretty sure I know what another one of yours is, because I was actually going to guess you had the Biomnitrix on your list. And I have another guess that I'm going to wait. And I'm pretty sure this one is going to be, was probably a little bit kind of towards the end of the list, possibly your number two, just based on nostalgia. But we'll get to that in a second. But all right, it's an anime podcast. So my number three is naturally an anime weapon. And it's a very traditional anime weapon. It's not super overpowered. It's not crazy. It's extravagant. And it's kind of extra, sure. But it's something that I always wanted just because I always thought it was cool. And that weapon is the Power Pole from Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I figured.
You gonna be whacking motherfuckers over the head with that shit.
Yep. So I'm like, Power Pole Extend was my shit, bro. I fucking sit there. Like, also, I'm a lazy motherfucker. You know how versatile I can use that fucking thing? Power Pole Extend, boom. Pick up this coffee mug from the fucking cabinet, bring it back. Or Power Pole Extend, flip that switch off. Or, hell, I could even use it how Goku used it. Power Pole Extend and then travel a great distance, because he used that to fucking get from Korin's tower to connect to Kami's lookout before he even knew how to fly.
This is a classic for sure. Shout out to Nyanza.
Also, that thing hurts, bro.
I don't know. It's based on Red Blue Kong weapon. Like, yeah, so.
It's not bad. No, I ain't mad at that one. You almost making me want to add Nimbus to my thing, but like, I'm thinking like of the downside of Nimbus. It's like,
you're not pure hearted.
I can get the willpower to hold fucking Rita. Nah, bro, you ain't gonna act like I could.
Literally, three people in the existence of that cartoon could wear.
I'm already here.
I wasn't classifying Nimbus as like a weapon and or an item that we can possess, because Nimbus the Cloud is its own actual entity. It just allows...
Also, it's sentient. That bitch might not even like you.
Exactly. It just allows Goku and Gohan to ride it.
And Goten. That's it. Goten. And they all basically the same nigga. That is the three who use it. Other people have to hold on to Goku to not immediately follow up on it. You talking about you got the wheel? These nuts, bitch. You know who you are. Yeah. You being conversational.
All right, Shaq, tell us what you got.
Well, I ain't gonna lie to you, John kind of took my number three with that power pole, because why not? You feel me? But I already had a backup one.
Shaq, I ain't gonna lie, man. I ain't gonna act like you ain't got a wild side, but you seem really chill, bro. You gonna knock someone out with a power pole just to knock them out, man?
Bro, yes. Like, the fuck is Shaq? He's toxic as shit, just like the rest of us.
He seemed the tamest one, bro. I ain't gonna cap. Out of everyone I've met, he seemed the tamest one.
Oh, out of the slum is Shaq for sure. Bro, but that also makes him the worst, because think about who he hangs out with.
Because this shit about to get gruesome. Like, my list might get a little, Anybody can get it. But I guess from right now, because the power pole just got took, I got that Lancer from Gears of War.
Yes, bro.
On my three.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, bro. Again,
blood and guts like, everywhere.
Bro, imagine trying to run up on me, right? I'm out, cause y'all already know where I live. I don't be out here in these streets, but like I just be out here. Somebody try to run up on me, and all they hear is it's over with, bro. Like, you didn't got hit with a whole chainsaw, and as I'm gonna hit you with a chainsaw, I'm gonna hit you with a whole clip. I ain't talking about a 30 round either. It's like a 60 round clip, bro. Like, you're done. Like, I don't want to use it for that purpose. Like,
he's probably tossing in the blood-curdling scream, too. Just like,
You feel me? Like, I'm going full aggro mode on it. Like, I don't want to have to use it for that purpose. I can go chop down some trees outside, like, actually use it, like, for, like, a fruitful purpose or something. So, like, you know, go shoot it at the range or something. But I don't want, like, go kill infidels. I don't know. Like, go do something. I can go defend the public. Like, you know, I don't have to use it on somebody like that, but just imagine, you know, I can, you know, I can really do that to somebody. But that'd be my number three. I told you, y'all, it'll get kind of gruesome.
Well, let's get to number two.
So, number two. I'm going to go the power ring, Green Lantern. Yeah, let me powers.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Green, damn, if that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because I'm really about to get out of here.
I mean, technically, he just said a power ring. You know, not, he didn't specify green or white.
Yeah, he didn't say black. He didn't say what it would be, but he said a power ring.
Yeah. I guess specifically green.
Yeah, I mean, technically, it's the best / easiest one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but that's just willpower at that point. You could sit there and be like,
It's one with the least hangups.
Hmm. High key, you really just need to go over there and say, like, high key, you really just need to run up on some dude like, oh, what, you going to use that on me? Like, yeah, I will use it on you.
That's
run
in my top two. That's in my top two. Specifically, though, for me, it's the Green Lantern ring.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, you, yellow not as bad. Red's god awful. It fucking melts out your insides and replaces your heart. Purple's kind of wild. Don't get me started on pink. Blue's cool. I take a blue lantern ring. Blue's not bad. Orange turns you literally insane. Black, you have to be dead. White, you're overpowered, so you're probably not getting it. Gray, you just have to be depressed as fuck, which is hilarious, the fact that that's the thing now. But indigo, violet, blue, pink is star.
That should be it, honestly.
You know, red, blue, green, yellow, indigo, violet, black, white, gray? Yeah, that's all. It's gray is the newest, and orange, obviously. Yeah, we talked about that. I wouldn't hate a Green Lantern, right? I'd probably just do dumb shit with my homies. Solid pick.
Yeah. White, solid man. Pick. Number two for me is a bit of a classic. We're going to dive into the video game realm here.
Right.
Basically, now, it's one specific part of the fit, although the fit does apply in general. But let me go ahead and slide in that arm cannon from Metroid.
Yeah. Fair. Why not take the whole suit at that point?
I mean, I thought about it too, but like, I mean,
You don't want to curl up into a bomb and drop it.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that because, like, look, all right, look, the suit's one thing, you know, Samus in her own world, all that, probably has her own rules. I don't know if I'm going to curl up into that ball and then all my bones going to get crunched up. You feel me? So let me go ahead, slide me that arm cannon.
I mean, but you're in a suit. That just functions. So like, it should, you know what I'm saying? So you ain't eventually, dog.
I mean, yeah, still, but like, I like the appeal of like, okay, with the arm cannon, I got missiles, I got lasers, I got my off-brand Kamehameha that I can shoot at people. You know, you feel me? Also, I've always, like, since I was a kid, I've always just liked the idea of just like, you know what? What if my arm was a gun? And honestly, the arm cannon's a little more versatile. It's not as destructive as the angel arm, despite it being crazy and good. But also, too, when the angel arm comes out, it's this big fucking thing. You know,
yeah,
the arm cannon's a bit more maneuverable in a tight situation.
I feel like at that point you should just take a whole suit, bro.
Yeah, but I don't know if you would classify the suit as then also like a weapon. You'd classify it as the same thing
because it's part of look it. At but, like, the, look at the Mark II or whatever mark you choose to pick from the Iron Man armor.
That's fair.
Or at least in Tony Stark's case, medical prosthesis. But fuck Tony. But yeah, that's a weapon. I'd take the whole suit. I mean, but I get it. All right. I guess I'm not going to. Since Seth took my number three, I actually have a replacement. Go ahead and give me Liger Zero. Yeah, give me Liger Zero.
Bro, I swear I was thinking about doing a Zoid.
Okay.
Not only do I get a mech, but it's a Zoid, which means it's an animal mech. And Liger Zero is not only a mech, but it's an off-white mech that has attachments. I think that's cool as fuck. So yeah, give me Liger Zero at 3, and I'll move the Bionic Tracer honorable mention, because that stole it. So Liger Zero at 3. And then number 2, give me a full set of the Zodiac Talismans from Jackie Chan Adventures. I need all 12 of them.
You crazy. Oh my
goodness. Yeah, let me get Shin Duan got shit on me.
Yo.
I need laser eyes. I need dragon breath. I need the perfect healing body. I need to be able to transform bitches into animals. I need super speed, invisibility, flight. I need to be able to split myself into good and evil so I can make one clone of myself who can beat niggas' asses and not feel bad about it. Astral projection. I need all that. It's me. Me, 12. 12 of them things. Chinese Zodiac. And I'm on Zordon Ho, so you can't steal
them. You mad at that one? I really ain't. That was a good one. I'm mad. You'd have all the different ones.
That was the first thing I thought of when I coming up this topic. I was like, I get 12 of them, I can just say full set. Which means I can still pick two other things. Yeah. I need all 12 full That's set. A good
pick. I'm not gonna lie, I thought about all the talismans too, but I went entirely nostalgic and just like, what did I really want as a kid for it?
Well, I narrowed it down to 3. I know what you meant, which is why I think you think you know is my last one. But yeah, I mean,
honestly, I think you probably already know what my last one is. Just
I do
anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
But you're over here going for galaxy altering mega power over here.
Wow, why would I not? I'm sorry, as a cool, I thought of, as a kid, I thought about cool shit. I was like, wait, I have a mech that's a lion and a tiger, a liger. I was like, yeah, let me get that. Let me get Liger Zero. And then I was like, wait, 12 shiny fucking rocks. Give me superpowers, and they're based on the animals in the Zodiac I fuck with anyway. So I think the Chinese Zodiac is a way better fucking thing than the fucking the lunar one with the fucking Cancer and the Scorpio. Fuck all that shit. I know about the Chinese Zodiac. But yeah, no. That's my number 2.
All right, back to me. All right. My number 2. I think out of everybody here, I think I'd have the best chance of wielding it.
You can say something yeah, or true as fuck.
Mjolnir. Thor's hammer.
Crazy word.
That's crazy, but it has nothing to do with that being pure. It's
a disrespect.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's being
worthy.
What he said. Worthy. That has nothing to do with having sex.
You say you Captain America? You don't say
I had sex and I'm not worthy? What? That. It was a whore.
Nobody said nobody. No, nobody's talking about any of that. I'm the least likely person to commit a crime with it in this call.
Oh.
Thor committed a bunch of crimes. He killed people.
Hey man, you can kill people for the
technically everything.
For the right reason. So if I come over and kill you right now because I ain't like you, is that a right reason?
No. Technically, Thor as an Asgardian. Technically, Thor as an Asgardian only used Mjolnir for war, which was either in defense of the realms or in defense of Asgard specifically. So Seth, technically speaking, isn't wrong. I'm not as offended.
Okay.
All right. The least likely to commit a crime with it thing kind of gave it to me because I definitely would use it inappropriately.
That's why Cap was almost able to pick it up and then eventually able to pick it up.
Yeah. All right. I'll leave it alone. I think Cap could pick it up the whole time. He just didn't want to.
I think so too.
I think he was just thinking too much about it. He just should have been like, oh man, I got this.
You think Cap needed to go through all the other stuff to realize that a soldier doesn't have to follow orders and shit, blah, 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 blah?
No, I like the headcanon that Cap could move it, but he couldn't fully pick it up because he hadn't told Tony that Bucky killed his parents.
Did he know the...
Yeah, right. He knew the whole time.
By the
That was kind of hard. That makes a lot more sense.
Steve found out about that during Winter Soldier, and then by then it's Age of Ultron. So he probably already knew 100% by then, because even then in Civil War, he's just like, he even tries to play it off. He's like, I didn't know it was him. And then he's just like, no, yeah, I knew. I feel like that is the key thing that kind of
I don't accept it, but I acknowledge your hand.
I also think that more people could probably wield Thor's hammer as well. I mean, it's just not a whole lot of people.
Unironically.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Ben Reveal,
Miles Morales, Cap, Peter Parker.
Yeah, people that genuinely want to do good, right?
Yeah, there are a couple people.
Also, like, even just like non superheroes, like random mofos that generally just want to do good for the world, right?
There is one time where Thor was like a doctor, and some random mofo picked it up, and then he was Thor for a while, and then Thor remembered who he was and got it back. But yeah,
gotcha.
Okay, yeah, crazy work throwing in a shot like that. You didn't have to. He's like, yeah, I think I'm the one out of this group. Like, bitch, you.
Fuck me for. Hey, look,
I mean, I'm about to say, what would I use it for? I'm trying to think, because I'm like the woman guy in this group. What would I use it for that would impress a woman? Like, I couldn't see.
That's not a worthy thing.
What would I do if it's wrong?
I mean, we know.
Just give me something wrong that you think I would do with it.
Do I need to blatantly set it up? Really?
I can't. What would I use Mignor for that would be like? I mean, just give me one thing. Like, I guess it's
can I say after the podcast?
Well, I'm saying, do you know
what we talked about for an hour on the phone?
Yes, literally. I don't see how Mignor would be used in that situation.
I do. Come on.
Oh yeah, I forgot who I'm talking about.
All right. Okay. Stop the cap.
But like, anyway, Seth, give me an example, because like, I just can't. I just can't see it.
Going to go pick up weed faster.
That's it. All right, I'm done. That's it. That's a good one. That was a really good one. That was actually a good one.
Mine's top tier, but that's a fucking good one.
Dude, that was a good one. I was like, dang, I can't like one day I wouldn't
immediately.
I'm talking about my car would be right there, but I see Mignor and I'd be like, I think I can.
I think I can fly faster than I can drive. I gotta hurry up.
You see me at the door, I'm like, hey, I'm on the way.
You know what? You know what's crazy? You would use it to light that bitch too.
Because it would take such control.
Oh, you would learn. You would learn off the sheer oppressibility.
All right. Thank you.
We know who you is. Go ahead. Number two.
Oh man. Oh yeah, it is me for number two. All right. Yep. My number two. Now we're getting more practical with mine, the rest of mine. So for number two, it's literally just because I'm a person who tends to be late at different situations. So this would help my situation in that. I would like the flying Thunder Guard kunai, the kunai that Minato uses to teleport everywhere. Okay. So I would put a kunai. Here we go.
One, you don't have chakra, right? Two, there's a bunch of fucking math involved in learning how to use it. Like a lot. I'm talking about like nuclear physics level math. There's a reason only two people in the history of the world knew how to use that shit verbatim, and then Naruto cheat-coded that bitch by using Kurama. I ain't saying you couldn't, but realistically, you could
take a lot of training.
Yeah, you could just genuinely pick the teleporter.
Like, but like, it's a weapon. I can't think of a teleport weapon. This is the first thing came to my
head. Item. Also, there's a portal gun. There's a whole video game based on the concept of a portal gun.
Yeah.
I don't know what game he's talking
portal.
About.
Portal 2. Portal.
I've never heard of it.
Wow. Play more
first games. Time hearing of it.
Play more games. Hey. Seth has played Portal, and Seth knows what Portal is.
He watches Twitch all the time. Of course he knows about games.
Well, Portal is old.
Didn't we have a video game episode where I told y'all I didn't play all the new games back in the day? So if it's old, that makes it work.
Yeah.
That really explains why I don't know it. Like, I didn't start really getting into knowing what games were to
Portal
really
came out October 10th, 2007.
Oh, dead. That was so dead back then. Yeah,
PlayStation 3. It was a PlayStation exclusive, I believe, right?
Oh, also, Rick has a Portal gun. No, I play
Rick Portal does have a Portal gun. Rick does have a Portal gun.
You could have literally just picked a Portal gun.
I could have picked Rick's Portal gun. I'll give you that one. I just figured I get you on the chakra tip, and I do get you on the physics tip. But it's the sheer...
Also, the item caveat was added for shit specifically like this. But, all right, okay. I mean, you picked a bunch of decorative shit. I would like to point that out. Your house didn't look cool as fuck, but all this shit, you ain't doing shit with it. The celestial keys, that's a prop. That axe, I don't give a fuck.
They're going to have a museum in his living room.
Them kunai prop.
Well, my number one would be the Millennium Puzzle. Something simple to wear. Always can literally...
You
said it best. You said it best. It's literally... it's luck. It's power is luck. And
But let me... When's the last time you put a puzzle together?
I mean, it would take time, but it can be done. I'm not going to... You're not going to play...
Have you ever even put a 3D puzzle together?
No, but I could figure it out. It would take time. I'm not going to act like it would be one day I'd figure it out. And I'm speaking like I already got it already made. Like, if you want to be honest with you. But if I had to put it together, knowing what it is, I'd take a year if I had to.
The kitchen sphere possessing your body every now and then.
We'll figure that out. At this point... I mean, I already be feeling like an ancient spirit. Well, hold on, that's another conversation. But, I figured that out.
So I don't know how you did it, but you put together the most impractical fucking list possible.
Bro, how is the
real quick question, right? Why wouldn't you choose the Millennium Pendant, which is its version before being shattered?
Isn't that the one that Bakura had?
That's
Millennium Ring. Yeah, that's actually crazy. He said that. I'm trying to think. I got to look it up. Millennium Pendant. I got to remember.
Well, here it says it was originally known as the Millennium Pendant, but after being shattered and requiring assembly, it came to be known as the Millennium Puzzle.
He's not wrong. It's just a fact. You're wrong, Goop. I forgot.
Not gonna say you're not wrong. I get what you're saying, but I mean, I know more about the Millennium Puzzle than the Pendant. That's just honestly the real reason why I'd say that.
I mean, the powers doesn't change. Like, it's just how hard it is to assemble.
Yeah, I mean, but for me, that's what I'm saying. Everything I chose, I didn't choose anything.
Hey, broski, not even the fact that Yami Yugi's in it, and so when you transform, you're gonna just look like a prepubescent fucking white boy.
No, he would take over. Technically, he had the darker skin, so technically it would kind of work out better.
I mean, he only had the darker skin in the flashbacks.
But that's what I'm saying. I would be the present version.
Yeah, but he's not your ancestor. That's the only reason it worked with Yugi. But anyway, ignoring that, what are you going to do about Zork and Yami Bakura also being in the pub?
I mean, at the end, I mean, you know, that's where the other side comes in.
I'm gonna be dead ass serious. You've beaten me in like maybe 3 duels.
That is true. See, that's the thing. This isn't for dueling. This would be for life.
If you put the puzzle on, niggas are gonna duel you, bro.
Okay, cool. And we'll duel, and I'll win based off of the luck side of it that you literally said it is. You weren't wrong. So I would, but I'm saying my mindset is like life things. Like I'll be able to strategize better. I'd be able to trust myself better.
Gambling related shit.
I'll go to the casino. I'll go to the casino and get rich. Now it is bad. See, now I wasn't trying to be bad with it, but if we're gonna take it there, I could go there.
Any of the most powerful or unique items/weapons in all of written media. And you pick not 3, but 5 of the most impractical motherfucking items possible.
I didn't say it was going to be easy.
I would think you were illiterate. Like, genuinely.
I'm saying because you're thinking in the essence of like you're downplaying how
I'm
much
thinking I would if these hoes dropped in front of you tomorrow, how would you do blah blah?
I trained to use it. Like I don't get the privilege of white privilege, so I got to work for anything that I get anyway. Crazy so work. I would just
use the items you named either.
But I'm saying I was gonna say Omnitrix, but he said Omnitrix, so I wanted I did I had a backup ready.
You went before he did.
Well, he said it. I didn't know I was gonna say Omnitrix. Okay.
Why would you know?
Because it's so many weapons.
Like in my head, everybody in his fucking call should have at least honorable mentioned the motherfucker.
That's fair. I'll give you that.
It's the best and easiest. A 10-year-old can fucking use it.
Yes, sir. The whole show been around it.
That's true.
Nigga, that was the second thing after Talismans. I was like, oh, yeah, Omnitrix. And I was like, wait, no, dumbass. What's the best possible version? And I was like, Ultimatrix? No, because the ultimate versions ended up blah, 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 blah. And I was like, by Omnitrix? Yes. Which is why it made the list.
It made the
anyway.
List.
Anyway. Yeah, all right. So Zoe's cooked. We ain't. All right. Seth.
All right, my number one, I already said specifically, Shaq said Power Ring earlier, specifically mine was Green Lantern Ring.
Okay. Wait, great pick. All this has been on is you just not being a dickhead.
Yeah, exactly. No, for sure. Yes. Self-belief. Yes.
Self-belief and the will to at least attempt to do good.
Yes.
And you're in the clear.
And creativity, yes.
That you have that in spades, brother. I'm proud of you. Great list. Great list from Seth.
Hey, this is my top three for sure.
Great list from Seth.
But yeah, Green Lantern Ring.
What was your two again? I just want to make because by Omnitrix,
Mildor, Green Lantern Ring,
and the Mildor. Cheap Shot. That's what. Yeah, and Cheap Shot. Two of those, I know for sure you could pick up the next day. That middle one, I'm gonna need to see some, but yeah, the other two, yeah, you can pick them hoes up tonight and be good to go.
Yep.
My number one, I feel like as a very big fan of this franchise, this is an easy answer. Anybody can do it. That's the whole point. It's basically Spider-Man. Even you could wear the mask. Give me a Master Morpher. From Power Rangers, like yeah,
you okay. Know,
hello,
okay, yeah,
yep,
yeah, Mighty. I don't even have to be a teenager with attitude because we had niggas with whole 401ks in Power Rangers. Yeah, no, give me a Master Warrior,
bro. You had teenagers with attitudes. You had literal aliens. You had the same teenagers with attitudes. You had people from different realms of fucking service. You had fucking firefighters. A whole department of cops.
We had a whole
marine biologist.
Yeah, like come on, bro. We had a mountain climber and a fucking stunt pilot. Like shout out Lightspeed Rescue, great team.
What color would you be? No.
Come on, bro.
You had a literal dude who's just chilling in a space station. Shout out my boy Andros.
Yeah, shout out Andros. He destroyed Zordon and wiped out all evil. And then that shit came right back. I know technically InSpace is supposed to be the final season, but it did so good that it revitalized Power Rangers. Shout out InSpace. But yeah, and then Evil came right back with a bunch of new niggas.
But shout out Lost Galaxy, though.
Yeah, Lost Galaxy was dope. Color, probably red or black. But it's a Master Morpher, so I can be anybody.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Specifically, I want my Master Morpher, not Tommy's, even though it's cool because it's a belt buckle and OG. Give me the Super Mega Force Morpher that's actually a completely separate Sentai season with all the Ranger keys and it's the cell phone. Yeah, I want that. And also the regular base form is the fucking pirate theme season, which is dope as fuck. Mm. But they just kind of ignore most of it because America's terrible with adapting Sentai shit. Yeah. Give me a Master Morpher for sure.
I'd be the white.
High key, it would either take the form of just a general Morpher from Mighty Morphin or the fucking Lost Galaxy Morpher, because that was literally the sword.
Yeah, but I mean, they had a little wrist thing, but yeah, technically the sword.
Yeah, they had the wrist thing, but you know, the sword triggered the morph.
You 100%. Yeah, shout out. The sword's super fucking impractical. After the first time, like, yeah, okay, cool. You pull the sword out of the stone, and then you get the wrist morpher, and then they use the wrist morpher. But like, the sword would be so fucking impractical. Which is crazy, because there are literal ranger seasons when bitches got guns as morpher. Shout out Dino Charge, but that's so extra.
Also, too, wasn't Lost Galaxy the first one that did the fucking the mega suit for the Red Ranger? What they call it? The fucking the battle mode or whatever?
Yeah, no way. Was it in space the first one? No.
No, I think it was Lost Galaxy.
Yeah, Lost Galaxy. No, Lightspeed Rescue had battle others. Yeah, Carter, Joe, and Kai all had. No? What is.
No,
what
Lightspeed came after Lost Galaxy.
Did it? Oh, you're right. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lost Galaxy was the first one.
Because we had the single cohesive narrative starting from Mighty Morphin that ended with In Space, and then Lost Galaxy was the first spinoff after that. Lightspeed was after Lost Galaxy.
Yeah, Lost Galaxy was part of the lead-up to Saban selling it to Disney. You're right, you're absolutely right. Yeah, no, Lost Galaxy was indeed the first. Yeah, I think that was also the first time the full team got, like, upgrades, too, because the Lights of Orion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean,
yeah, because the OG got the Ninjetti powers, but they use them hoes like 5 times. Yeah. So, yeah, the first Battleizer would have been Lost Galaxy. Yeah, no, Master Morpher is easy answer. Anybody can be a Power Ranger, literally. Even the fucking, what, how old was Justin? 10, 11?
He was like 10, yeah.
In high school, too. Shout out Child Prodigy. Yeah, shout out my boy Justin.
Shout out Magna Defender.
Oh, yeah. Bro, bitching. Shout out Magna Defender, yeah. He was like, I'm going to murk everybody because my kid got murked. And it was high key my fault. But, yeah. All right, yeah. That's my number one. Master Morpher. Specifically in the Mega Force one. Because I just think that's cool. You put the key in and you can transform into any ranger in history. It doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl, too. Because you can transform into anybody's as long as you have their key. That's tough. Yeah, let me get that. Let me get the Super Mega Force more. All right, John.
It's an elegant weapon for an elegant age.
I knew it.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Oh my god.
Give me the lightsaber.
I ain't mad at it.
What I figured color? Somebody was going to have this.
But personally,
I mean, yeah, obviously,
personally, as far as color, I'm more of a Sentinel than I am a Guardian. Got to get that green in there. Also, that green going against the black on Luke's fit in return is tough. That shit tough. But also, like, as far as I'm concerned, Star Wars is the pinnacle for fantasy franchises. When I was a kid, always wanted to be a Jedi. That was the shit. I wanted to be a fucking Jedi. And to be a Jedi, you gotta have the Force, but I can't pick the Force. So guess what? Lightsaber's right goddamn there.
Yeah, it was really crazy. I could just transform into the red SBD Ranger and activate the Battleizer, and then I get a lightsaber for free, and I'm a Power Ranger.
Exactly.
But no. I get it. Green is a basic bitch answer, because I mean, obviously it's green or blue. But I get why you pick green, and I understand the logic behind it, because like you're one of them. But nah, yeah. If I'm picking a regular lightsaber, not darksaber, I want teal and or white for sure. I love teal as a color. Shout out Cal.
Teal's not bad, honestly. I mean, there's a lot of good colors too. I mean, white is almost getting a little bit more basic. I mean, I dig yellow. I love a good yellow. Honestly,
yeah,
because fucking I fucked with Plo Koon in the original Star Wars Jedi Power Battles game. He had a yellow saber in that, so fucking I'm right there with you. But green was my favorite color as a kid, still is. Fucking Luke had a green saber in return. As before that, I fucking Qui-Gon came out, he had a fucking green saber. I'm like, man, Qui-Gon's cool as shit. It's like, yeah, bro, let me get the green.
I'd take purple too. Shout out Mace.
Yeah.
Crazy how that came about. Still, he's like, well, what colors are there? And fucking George is like, well, green, good guys are green and blue, and bad guys are red. He's like, what about purple? Like, we can do purple. and that is what started the idea that fucking Kyber crystals could be other colors. Shout out fucking Samuel Jackson.
Also, if I had to pick a specific hilt, you know the vibes. Jalen and I like that fucking Dooku hilt. That fucking Dooku. Rounded hilt. Yeah.
If I'm going hilt for hilt, give me low key Asajj, bro. I love Asajj's hilt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh, I thought of one more real quick before we wrap up, right?
Well, we gotta get Shaq.
Oh yeah, Shaq. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, cool. I forgot that.
Yeah,
I know he flies
sometimes. Yeah,
I forgot that. Yeah, yet.
All right, Shackle, wrap us up.
So for my final, straight up, Death Note.
Man, I should have did it. I said it. I should have picked that. Josh would have never said anything about me.
I mean, you want to lose yourself to a Shin Megami? That's your business. But I think okay. Shaq was smart about it.
Some people gotta go.
Yeah, some people do gotta go. I ain't gonna cap.
Hey, bro, press the button.
Super smart about it. Yeah, press the fucking button. I think Shaq would be smart about it. I think you would get caught. So I 100% think you would get caught.
Definitely use responsibly, or as you know, as responsible you can get with a death note.
The only thing that might get Shaq caught is that he might get fucking too extravagant with the death. Like, he's not gonna be stupid like life and just have like millions of people die of a heart attack. But Shaq might sit there and be like, get real descriptive with the death, like a Doberman comes out of nowhere, bites his fucking ankle off, and then he runs into oncoming traffic and gets ping ponged by five different cars before he goes face first in the grill of a fucking semi.
I feel like you've thought about that for somebody before. I literally just spit that on top of my head. Eating stromboli, got distracted by a pigeon, choked on the stromboli, boom, dead, middle of the street.
Not the stromboli, though.
God, the stromboli.
Bro. That's how I'd want to go.
Exactly. Yeah, on the stromboli.
Hey, the show 1,000 Ways to Die.
I take some ideas from that. Okay. Seth, what was the last one you thought of?
Josh, I was thinking of this like from because it's not in anime technically, but it is in like manhwa.
I didn't name a single one from anime.
In manhwa though. You might be the only one to get this reference. Refined Seeker's Chains from My S-Class Hunters.
Deep cut. I ain't mad at it.
Because if I had... I love, like, the idea of, like, chain weapon and stuff like that. That is, like, unbreakable chain. Love that shit. And they're, like, powered by the moon as well.
There's a set of chains in Fate, like, the series.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. It's a noble phantasm, but I don't remember whose it is. I think it's Joker, maybe.
But you know, that's a good pick. There's a couple things from S class I wouldn't hate to have, honestly.
Yep.
Especially because he comes up with a lot of low key bullshit that shouldn't work, but it does.
I'd love to do this again and then do like underrated picks that we have.
Yeah, for sure. And then the most impractical shit possible, like Zoe. That's it.
So basically, Zoe, I just redo my list all over again.
Zoe playing ahead is just the most impractical shit possible. So on the actual impractical episode, he'll do the most practical shit possible.
Oh, why are you like, playing? Yeah, that's literally the plan.
We can get done for midnight. Good shit. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to another great edition of your Baby Mama Shaped Podcast. We are the Otaku Collective. Mental health is mental well. Love yourself, appreciate yourself, treat yourself. Tip for this week, surround yourself with great people and great vibes. And regardless of if your opinions may differ or religiously, politically, whatever, be able to have open-minded discussions where you can come away from it knowing that you became a better person because of it. Even if you don't always agree with your people, right? But don't be a bigot. Don't surround yourself with bigots. Don't allow bigotry to breed and manifest and fucking fester in your friend groups and circles, because it's not good. It's not great. You don't want to be the person who's friends with a racist, because the only thing worse than a racist is a racist friend who allows them to be racist. Because, oh, that's just how they are. Nah, fuck that. Check them niggas. But yeah, cool. And also, if you're being abused mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and you feel like you've gotten to the point where the only way out is out, don't do that, please and thank you. Because somebody cares about you, and it might not be the person you're thinking of. So yeah, dial 988, talk to them. That's the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline. Get you some like help so that you're in a better mindset, and then get yourself out of the situation as soon as possible. Talk to some people, because again, rather hear you bitch and moan and cry at your funeral. With that being said, again, mental health is mental wealth. Love yourself, appreciate yourself, treat yourself. And Zoe, social media.
Definitely, man. As always, you know, you can follow us on TikTok at Otaku Collective PC, as well as on Twitter at Otaku Collect Pod. Don't forget to follow us individually. You can follow me and IG at underscore what about Zoe. You can follow Josh on all platforms at my underscore own OWN profit. And you can follow Seth on all platforms at C3 Smooth. As always, John, Shaq, thank y'all for tuning up, being here with us. It's always a fun time having y'all with us, man.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You guys know you can fucking just say word. I'll hop on. Also, too, Josh knows that I'd be giving him just fucking franchise-leading ideas. So let's
get it. Are you like our secret investor? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, look, all I'm saying is that I'm not all the sharks, but I'm one of the sharks. Josh is an entrepreneur on occasion.
Indeed.
Shark Tank.
Yeah, no, 100%. John will be like, hey, here's an episode idea. And I'll immediately screenshot and be like, yo, this.
The funny part is he'll always be like, hey, I came up with this idea, so I never know if it actually came.
Whoa.
No, you'll say it. Nah. You'll say it to us physically, but like the text-wise, it'll just be, hey, here's the idea. And what I think, like in the early stages, you probably used to say it in text, but like in person, or when you know when we do this, you'll say who gave it to you. But it's just funny when you first send it, we're like, "What the fuck? Where did Josh get this from?"
Yeah, we still grab it. Now, not more often than not, it's just me because my brain is amazing. But every now and then, somebody be like, "Yo, this," and I'm like, "Damn, how did I not think of that? Fuck!" And then I go immediately, "Well, I have to give him credit." So I go screenshot. I go, "This person said this."
There we go.
There was maybe what, 6 or 7 episodes ago, I was like, John said this, and then we just did it. So yeah,
did it. No, yeah. That's real.
Okay, but yeah, Seth,
take us home.
All right, thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Otaku Collective Podcast. Excuse me. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with your friends, coworkers, family, anybody like that you know that loves anime or likes anime or anything like. Grew up watching cartoons, loves talking about weapons and anime like this episode and stuff like that, or animation as a whole, not anime, but animation as a whole, movies or anything like that. Please share the episode with them. That's the best way that you can support us, is to spread our podcast around to different people. Also, if you listen on Spotify, leave a review. Those help out tremendously as well. We are on Spotify. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Podcasts as well. And with that said, we will see y'all next episode. Peace out, you bunch of otakus.